Some big changes on the way for Wisconsin legislature, as we recently had both the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate Ag Chairs announce they will not seek re-election. Here to discuss this is Sean Paff, and he is the president of Paff Public Affairs. So, Sean, can you explain a little bit about your position?
Yes, I represent several agricultural clients in the state CAPI, lobbying and consulting on their behalf, and follow closely the activities of the Wisconsin State Legislature throughout the year. And as we're seeing this week, the Wisconsin State Legislature is coming to the end of its 2017-2018 legislative session. Lawmakers are finishing up their spring session. They're tackling issues related to school safety as a result of the shootings that have sadly occurred around the country at schools. They're talking about prison reform. They're talking about other many several issues at the end of a legislative session that they kind of call cats and dogs, if you will, in terms of lawmaking. But this session also tackled last summer our budget that funds our state's university system, K-12 system, parks, roads. That budget was done last summer, and also you saw late last summer Foxconn, which is a major investment that Governor Walker and legislative Republicans have pushed in southeast Wisconsin for economic development, was considered and discussed and passed by this legislature. And specifically in agriculture, we've seen some things happen this session: groundwater regulation reforms, producer security programs that shore up how agriculture kind of self-regulates itself, and other things as well, land and watershed grants, conservation grants. So it was a very active session on all issues, but specifically on agriculture, had a very good session. But what we've seen now at the end of a legislative session, clearly heading into the spring and summer months, as your listeners get prepared to go to the fields and plow the ground, politicians get prepared to go out and talk to voters about whether or not they're running for re-election. And this week we saw two significant retirements that impact rural Wisconsin. Agriculture Assembly Committee Chair Lee Narrison from Westby, longtime lawmaker, Republican, was elected in 2004, as well as State Senator Terry Moulton, a Republican, who was first elected in 2004 to the state assembly and then elected to the state Senate in 2010 and chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Both of them announced their retirement. I don't think they did it to be in coincidence on the same day, but they did announce it. Both cited that they've served their communities, wanted to spend more time with their family, grandkids, to enjoy Wisconsin's beautiful outdoors, etc. But what that means is that Wisconsin agriculture has seen the loss of two significant leaders in the state capitol this past week. And going forward, I think it's going to mean that we in rural America, especially me as someone who advocates and lobbies on behalf of clients and constituents out there that do work closely with state lawmakers on the behalf of agriculture, as well as your listeners, the actual constituents themselves, are going to be looking for new rural leaders in Wisconsin to step up.
Definitely. And now kind of talking a little bit about that end of the legislature that you talked about a little earlier, you said that we had a lot of talks during that time about groundwater reform. Can you explain a little bit about what was discussed?
Well, sure. As you've covered in the past, you know, Wisconsin law legislature last summer talked about how we provide groundwater regulation for key parts of our state, especially key parts of our state. When it comes to agricultural production, balancing the needs of communities and others. And so lawmakers, after many years of working with the agriculture community and other community residents, came up with a package to reform and provide stability to how we regulate groundwater. So we have the ability to irrigate our crops, feed our animals, but also allow people to live in their homes and have ample water supplies. So that was a long process over several years, and that legislation did pass, and Chairman Lee Narrison of the Assembly Agriculture Committee was a big reason that passed. He found some common ground on that, how we replace, repair wells out there, high-capacity wells, and Narrison was very instrumental in that, understood both sides of the issue and found common ground and consensus. And one of the things back to those two lawmakers, the chairs of the committee, Moulton and Narrison, I think it kind of demonstrates who we are in rural Wisconsin. We're problem solvers. Both of those folks clearly had a partisan label on their lapel, if you will, because they had to run for office in a partisan manner. But like a lot of us in rural Wisconsin, or those like me who are from there, we like to find common ground. We solve problems. You know, dairy cows don't matter what political party you are. They still got to be milked.
Yeah.
Crops don't matter what political party you are. They still have to be harvested. And so moving forward, rural Wisconsin is going to be playing a huge role. Rural Wisconsin is a significant part of electoral success in this state. In fact, we saw last election in 2016, many could argue rural Wisconsin is what tipped the election for President Donald Trump. And we've certainly heard pundits across the country talk about that still to this day. But going forward, rural Wisconsin will play a key role. Who our next governor is, Governor Walker, is running for re-election. He spent a lot of time in rural Wisconsin over the last 8 years and really spending a lot of time now talking about investments in schools, other things like that. And also, you're going to see those who want to defeat Governor Walker spend time in rural Wisconsin. Are we spending enough on roads? Are we spending enough on our schools? Is rural Wisconsin getting its fair share when it comes to other investments that this state's making? So with the retirement of Chairman Lee Narrison and State Senator Terry Moulton, I think Wisconsin agriculture sees the loss of two very solid, strong leaders. But also I think the future's there for new generation of rural leaders to step up. And many of your listeners may be those people. So I think moving forward, rural Wisconsin, with Wisconsin's $88 billion agriculture industry, certainly will have a seat at the table. And the question is, who will step up and be our next leaders?
Talking about that seats being open at this agriculture table, how will new blood really affect our agriculture policy that we've been seeing?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that the key to Wisconsin agriculture leadership is that, like any part of our industry, we're going through generational changes where new people are stepping up. So I think leaders in the community, whether they belong to farm organizations or county boards or school boards, people that know their community the best. And one of the things, as we know in agriculture, is people trust farmers and farm families overwhelmingly because of what they represent and the hard work they do and the values they share. So I do think it's time for many people out there who consider themselves as rural leaders, I think that the time is that they are thinking it's their opportunity to run for office. And as I said, the legislative session here is going to end this week. Governor Walker will sign the remaining bills that passed probably here in the next 4 to 5 weeks. But then you're going to start to see candidates take out nomination papers to run for office, get people to sign their petition to run for office. Parades will be starting to happen in Wisconsin. And, of course, as you know, June Dairy Breakfast will happen. And that's where you really see campaigning begin. So if anybody's out there interested in representing rural Wisconsin, they should consider running for office. Meet with their local leaders, because more important than party, I think it's what people represent, and the importance of agriculture and rural economy is definitely front and center in Wisconsin State Capitol.
That's Sean Paff. He is the president of Paff Public Affairs, talking a little bit about how those involved in the agriculture industry should step up and fill those spaces needed to help our Wisconsin agriculture industry. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.